No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And we're back.
And we're back.
We're back today with Big Nick and motherfucking Dom. How you guys doing?
Fantastic,
doing great,
man.
We're doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I just met you guys like last weekend. You guys just rolled up, said hi. Yep. I was like, let's do a podcast. You guys are funny dudes. Let's fucking chit-chat.
Yeah, chit-chat.
It's always weird interviewing people who like don't on the surface have a lot in common. Not that you guys don't have a lot in common, but obviously you grew up in different places, yeah. You have different life experiences. But let's focus in on the commonalities. What do you guys have in common?
Well, we both have very big penises.
You know, I was totally going to say that too. I was almost thinking of saying that for you. Like, you guys both look like you have huge cocks.
It's hard. You know, I got to get another chair to just sit it down. So it's like.
Well, you know what is kind of fucked up? It's always kind of bothered me since a girl in the porn industry told me this, is that black men have like a complete monopoly on the huge dick porn genre.
Yeah.
And whenever I go to porn conventions and stuff, it is mostly like giant black guys or like the.
Shout out for my mom being born in Uganda.
Really?
Thanks, mom. Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, that gives me a little bit of extra down here, so it's like.
Your mom is from Uganda.
Yeah, she was a refugee, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, there's this dictator.
I thought you were going. I thought you were going somewhere with that for a second.
You know, that would have been great. I should just edit there. Now, but there's this guy Idi Amin or some shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And basically, my mom's side of the family like was born and raised in Uganda, but we're also Indian too. So there was like basically, if you were an Indian African, like that you were. Like taken into a chamber and gas. So my mom like fled the country gas? When she was three.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
she fled the country when she was three. When I was three, I don't think I would have been able to really flee anything. Yeah. I would have just done what my mom told me to do. I don't think I could have even imagined what a dictator was at three.
Yeah. It's like that's just crazy, man. That should exist, you know. But
wow. He made it. Started at the bottom. Now he's here.
I mean, I was born in America, but. Yeah,
right.
Still, yeah.
Sorry still, for rough upbringing. There you go. Yeah. What about you? What dictator did you escape?
he sucked Fidel Castro's dick.
He sucked his dick.
Yep. I'm actually from Lithuania, so it's a European country, and I left there when I was four, you know.
In search of YouTube fame?
Yeah, in search of YouTube fame.
Social media influencer stardom, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So left there, you know, my parents put me on a boat down a river, and I took the river all the way from Lithuania. And I landed in Chicago, and
it's
quite
a journey right there.
It was a big journey. It was like 3 month journey. I mean, it was a small basket.
Wow, yeah. That's so impressive.
I think you've been watching too much Jungle Book.
You just read the Bible. Isn't that happening in the Bible? They put a baby in like a basket and like send it down a river or something.
Yeah, some shit like that.
I'm revealing how little I actually know about what it says in the Bible by not knowing anything about that. But all right, so how'd you guys meet?
I met him actually. So we have a common friend, David Dobrik. We make videos with him, but
brilliant
David,
YouTuber. For those who don't know, you should check out his channel. He's a stylistic genius.
Yeah, he's actually, it's crazy to see his, you know, transformation and what he was, what he is now. I met him when he and David first moved out here, and David introduced us, but I think he was a fan of me on Vine at the time, so he like shot me a Vine message, and he's like, hey, I'm in LA, you want to link up? So I linked up with him, and then a week later I met Dom. And I saw Dom was partying, and I'm like, yeah, Dom's like a frat guy, so I'm going to keep
frat guys get down.
You know?
So does David not party?
He's a girlfriend now.
He used to back in the day when he was single, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I miss single David.
I miss single David. If he's watching this, I miss single David.
Was he just bringing in huge amounts of ass or no? I know he's got a girl, so you don't want to talk too liberally about it. But
you know, Dom was.
I mean, I tried to get him to cheat on his girl, you know?
And it never
works. It never works. I'm always like, come on, boys' night, let's go. I'll bring some girls
J-I-C.
Over.
J-I-C. Yeah. Just in case.
Yeah,
just in case you want to cheat.
Yeah.
That's called being a good friend.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't try to get your friend to cheat on his girlfriend, you're a bad friend.
Yeah, you're a terrible friend.
Yeah. I mean, because you need to like be the person testing the limits of their relationship and figuring out, are you really ready for this?
Yep. Are you the one? Yep.
If you can't withstand me telling you to cheat on the girl you love on or love or in love with, love on, kind of weird, then, you know, what is your relationship? I don't really have a lot of faith
should
in
the relationship. Should have brought some strippers here for Adam testing.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no, I have a girlfriend.
Mm.
No.
J-I-C.
Well, we have a couple of female interns watching right now.
Oh, shit. What's going on,
hey,
guys?
Do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah. Trying to be my future wife?
She said, yeah, of course. And I don't think that she was being sarcastic, so.
I promise I won't cheat on you, though. Yeah. I won't cheat on you.
He won't cheat on you. No way.
I don't talk to any girls. The only girl I talk to is my mom.
Do you have, like, a pink seatbelt tied around your head?
Yeah, man. It's because I have all this knowledge leaking from my brain. So
knowledge.
Knowledge.
Ty Lopez pops out of the table.
God,
hey guys.
Ty Lopez, are you a fan of him? You ever met him?
I mean, I know he's a meme, so like
he sucks. I don't like him. Not even in a not even a funny way. Like even Jake Paul, I would totally rather hang out with Jake Paul than Ty Lopez.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I tried to go to a party of his once, but they wouldn't let me in, and I was like, damn.
For real?
Oh, I got into that party, bro. You must not have enough clout.
What the fuck? What do you mean? I got clout, man.
No, you don't got clout.
Hey, man, let me post a photo with you, man. You're going to gain 1 million followers.
Oh, thanks, bro.
I got your back, man.
If I was having a party and a dwarf tried to get in, I would just let him in because I'd That's be scared of, like, an anti-dwarf discrimination suit.
They don't want my powers, like, my mystical powers to go on them. You know,
dwarf rally outside.
When did
place?
You become a dwarf?
So I actually went to the mountains of Siberia, and I met an emperor there, and he said, do you want to be the great bearded dwarf? And I said, yes, let's do it. So I got powers.
Exactly what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, we have really cool backgrounds.
Wow, yeah. That is cool. Yeah, you came in a basket. travel by water.
I came in an Easter egg.
Right. Did you have a lot of health problems like when you were younger and stuff related to?
Yeah. Actually, I mean, I'm blind in my left eye.
Yeah, show him the eye.
No, man, check this out. It's the galaxy eye.
We have Fran from Sandal Boys with us, too, has a similar affliction.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shout out to the homie real quick.
Shout out to everybody who's only seen through one eye. That doesn't mean that they lack depth.
Ever since I lost vision in this eye, I've been seeing things different.
Yo, Nick, you should get an eye patch. That should be your new thing.
Oh, hell yeah. Just like a fucking pirate. Hey,
I mean, Fetty Wap went crazy with it for a while there.
What happened?
Fetty Wap really actually opened the door a lot for like one eye pride, huh?
Totally, bro. Because all my friends were like, yo, man, you like the mini Fetty Wap. I'm right. Like, word. You know? Yeah. So it just inspired
me. It's like
me.
When Biggie Smalls came out, I assumed that if you were a big fat guy, that it probably, like, all of a sudden you felt like at least there's one person I can aspire to be as cool as.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Totally.
Yeah, Fetty Wap definitely set the way for one-eyed, industry people. So.
Mm. But then his career sort of fizzled out. Does that make you feel like maybe the sights are not as high as you once thought? For
wasn't seeing the money clearly out of the blind eye. Right. You got to be able to see the money out of the blind eye.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That is
true. You can't
true.
Let it blind you completely.
You should get the eyelid tattooed like all crazy with like an eyeball like over the eyelid.
Yeah, that could be fire. Yeah. Or maybe just get it taken out.
Or just have it.
Oh, a glass eye?
Yeah, or maybe like a gold ball in it.
Yeah.
Or
just make yourself look like a cyborg. You know, in Terminator 2, how half his face is like metal and shit. Like if you were
I'm
to get those tattoos or something, yeah. And like a red eye so you really look like you're part machine.
Yeah, that would be fire, yo.
I don't think there's anything wrong with this
then
idea
I would
at
never
all.
Get rejected in Ty Lopez parties.
No, exactly. Yeah. Oh, the cyborg? Yeah, we're
the
scared
cyborg.
Of him. Yeah. You're definitely in here. So wait, so you were friends with David first, and that's how you guys met. How did you become friends with him?
I went to high school with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I went to high school. He was doing his whole Vine thing. I was doing like videos, YouTube videos, you know?
Right.
Little skits like that. And then like just kind of built my following like that, you know? Started doing music probably like a year and a half ago, you know, going in with the production.
Yeah.
Going with the beats, you know?
Yeah, you guys are both very established rappers now. Billboard charting Billboard rappers. Charting.
We aspire to be. You know, we make a lot of music though. I have a studio in my crib now. I'm making 2 songs a day.
2 songs a day?
2 songs.
Yeah, Big Nick's been going in.
Going in.
That's pretty good. I saw the Gucci Gang remix last night. I did a full review of all the videos pretty much. And
oh, yeah.
A lot of good stuff out there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I got some unreleased stuff I'll show you after.
See, that's what I need. I need the fucking unreleased heat.
Oh, yeah, shit. Exclusive.
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 Me and Dom shooting a music video next week, actually.
Oh, yeah. There you go. See, it makes my dick hard when I, like, post, like, a song, like, a Snapchat, and, like, it's an unreleased song in it, and everybody leaving comments. What song is that?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm
exactly.
not telling you,
yo,
man.
Say fuck you to them.
I'm better than you. I got a son that you don't have. Ha ha.
Yeah, and then you can hold that over their heads.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
I'm all about elitism.
Elitism.
Yeah.
Not really. I always say that I don't like elitism, but it does feel kind of good, you know?
Oh, like being the leader?
Or like having a shirt before the shirt comes out or something.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, just having some exclusivity. Mm. Yeah. Everyone wants to be exclusive.
Yeah. What kind of shoes you guys got going? I'm going to judge the fuck out of you.
And I got some J's
on.
Man.
I don't know anything.
I got some J's on.
You got some Jordans.
Yeah,
and Dom's got some
Vans. I
went
to Baby Gap the other day, cop some new fire.
I got, oh, Baby Gap. Is that, do you really have to shop at like weird stores? No.
Nah, one time when I was like 9, I went in there, but like I didn't like anything in there because it was all for babies. But now I just get my shit tailored, and they have a place here actually that like tailors suits and shit
for dwarfs.
For like small people, yeah, dwarfs basically. Like Vern Troyer's on the wall. So.
Is the word dwarf considered offensive now?
No, the word midget is considered offensive, but. it's like, fuck it. Like, people are just going to say what they're going to say. So it's like, screw it.
Yeah, I feel like if I were in your case, that I would probably not want to get into the whole, like, being offended thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's not worth it, you know? Like, there's no point. Like, I mean, yeah, midget's like a fucking, it's a slur for sure, but it's like, fuck it, you can be a pussy, or you can just be like, yep, this is what I am, you know?
Going around getting offended all the time, like, you know it's a very rare thing. You know that most people don't know about it, so yeah, it's kind of like, why would I flip out on you for
Yeah, I'm not trying to be, like, SJW about that shit, you know? Mm. It's like, I am what I am, you know? People don't know the correct term, I don't give a fuck, you know? People want to say some stupid shit, it's like, whatever. I mean, yeah, it's what I am, you know? But it's like,
yeah, the fuck suck on my little ass dick. Or actually, how is your dick?
I actually measured my cock, like, maybe a month ago, but you know, you can see it in David's vlog. It's
I gotta check that out.
It's about 6 inches with a ruler. I had one of these like bendy rulers, but I made sure it was
it's good because it's proportionate to his body. Like, you would think a dwarf would have like a tiny, tiny penis.
I have a different syndrome than most dwarves though, because a lot of dwarves have like shorter arms like this, like my arms,
shorter dicks, yeah,
shorter penises. Mm. Like, my torso, my arms are like, you know, I look basically like a small kid rather than like, you know, someone who's like looks like a T-Rex.
Are you gonna be like Andy Milonakis like 20 years from now? Are you gonna look exactly the same?
Honestly, I mean, yeah, that would be dope. Shout out to my boy Andy. Actually.
Love Andy. And but people always say that to him. Like, that's always the comment. It's like, why the fuck does this motherfucker never get any older? But that's like the exact thing that he has. It's like, it just doesn't look that much older.
Like, why the fuck is Big Nick not tall, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for real, fuck that guy.
I think the main thing that I've gotten from this podcast so far is that we all wish our dicks were bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with the way mine is now. I was blessed to, you know, not suffer through that whole ordeal.
But you know, like, as a kid, you look up to like wrestlers and superheroes and all this stuff. I think as a kid, you should be looking up to male porn stars, because that really is your goal for adulthood, is just to have a huge cock.
So just suggest like watch male porn basically, or what?
Yeah, watch gay porn, definitely. But also, I just feel like my children, that I will tell them about Brian Pumper. I will tell them about, there's this dude, Jason Love, I was hanging out with the other day. Mm. Monster dude. And he just has like a huge
monster.
No, but I'm saying,
like, feels his cock. Yeah.
Monster dude.
I looked at his Twitter, and like, I thought it was going to be sort of a normal Twitter. And instead, like, these porn dudes, they like, a lot of times they just tweet shit about being horny and wanting to fuck. And like, he was taking a picture of like his dick, like with one of these, and it was like pretty much like this width. And like, yeah. Wow. Because I was just, I like hung out with him a little bit at this party, and I was just curious. I'm like, I wonder what this guy's like on Twitter. So I start, because he's like a big ass dude, like mad tattoos.
Does he have XXX in his username?
I think he has XXX.
Like, most male porn stars or just porn stars in general?
I think his porn name is Jason Love, LUV with then XXX.
Oh, yeah, that's your alter ego.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Because in my head, I always wonder, like, are porn dudes kind of normal, or do you think that they're all total psychos?
Weirdos, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're just super, I mean, I feel like they'd be horny, but then also, I feel like if you do porn for a business, it's not fun, you know, like sex, I feel like, because then it becomes so, like,
desensitized.
Yeah.
But,
so,
you know, sometimes I'll, like, I was watching some vlogs from the dude, Johnny Sins, who kind of looks like me, he's got the shaved head, and he was just talking about, like, life, and he was just like, man, like, I love having sex, and my job is awesome because I like get to have a lot of sex. And I was just like thinking about it, I'm like, I don't think that would keep me in love with the profession, but it's tight that he is so into that. Like, sometimes I see someone like him, I'm like, yo, he's way more into fucking than me.
Yeah,
and that's cool.
I know, and I'm just done. I'm like, I'm cool, you
for
know?
The rest of your night.
Yeah, you know, for a few hours, you know.
Respect
that. Yeah, I jerk off to hentai, so it's...
Really?
No, I don't.
I feel like that's probably going to be illegal at some point soon. Right? It's like creepy enough that it's going
to
be illegal.
I watched it like a few times, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't jerk off to it, but I wanted to see what the hype was about. And
I've always been curious.
That was the first porn I watched, hentai porn.
For real?
Yeah, because like you know, you're a kid, you're going on like cartoon websites, and then you see some tentacles flying around. You're like, oh, what are these tentacles
it's
doing?
It's exciting,
you know? You know, it's exciting, you know? you're like it's a cartoon, you know?
See, that's a really good point. Like, I would actually like to sit through like a whole hentai porn and really see, because aren't there like eggs hatching out of their stomachs?
Yeah,
it's
crazy,
and like,
yo.
Yeah.
I was watching like one thing, and like this girl was like birthing chickens out of her uterus or something.
Mm.
So I was like, wow, it's like a really good way to get protein, at least, you know.
Wow, that is good. Yeah, you know what?
Like, incubate.
Yeah, right.
I'm super down. Incubate. I haven't done a podcast in like 2-3 weeks, so it's like I've been holding back, and now
so
it's like
really got a lot of sexual frustration.
Yeah, a lot of sexual frustration.
I figured we would only get so far actually talking about your lives and like our lives, and it's like at the end of the day talking about some random dude's penis
this whole interview.
Yo,
is
these
like
guys
Adam's
are, these guys are hella
porn.
Gay, bro.
I think we could learn more about you guys from talking about, you know, male porn star dicks and stuff than talking about yourselves, you know. Fuck that's lame. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So back to hentai. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I never really went too crazy with it. Have you ever? Okay, but you know, I was interviewing Andrew Schultz, who's like a comedian and stuff. He does this podcast called The Brilliant Idiots with Charlamagne.
Oh, Brilliant. Yeah. He's the white guy.
The white guy. Yep. Yeah. And he was saying that he likes to get laid like 2-3 times a week. I'm like, yo, my girlfriend like makes me fuck her like 2 or 3 times a day if we're together all day.
Which yeah, Dom's uncle makes him do the same thing.
Huh? who forces you to do this? What?
My uncle.
Oh. That's so sad. I'm sorry.
That's why he doesn't go home anymore.
Yeah. It's just I can't go back to Lithuania, man.
He's like, Dom, you are back from America. You will please me.
You know what we were talking about the other day is that fucking character on Family Guy that's like always like creeping on Chris.
Herbert?
Yes.
Herbert.
How does he go? Like, he has like a little
That's one of my favorite like reoccurring characters in all of TV. Just the fact that he's always just like sexually harassing Chris, and that like nobody ever does anything about it.
Yeah,
it's like so obvious what's taking place, and nobody cares.
The best types of cartoons are like the obvious shit that's happening, but the characters aren't reacting to it. You know, because it's like these guys are fucking.
Like dumb. on King of the Hill, where she's blatantly having sex with John Redcorn. You know, you guys watch King of the Hill.
I love
King of the Hill. I'm such a big fan of that show.
God dang it, Bobby.
Yes. Yeah. But, like, you know, basically, like, one of the guy's wife is, like, having sex with this Indian dude all the time. And
hey, it was me for sure.
Native Americans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's not get it twisted. So what made you guys decide that you wanted to go down the music lane? Because the YouTube world is kind of being consumed by the rap world. Rapping.
One thing with me is I've been wanting to do music for a while. I was just kind of like, I mean, I guess I was kind of a pussy, but, you know, back when I was young, like when I was 4 and shit, I would be like at these like family like reunions, like with these fucking concert halls and shit, and I would actually sing in Hindi, which was my dad's Indian, so.
Can you do some Hindi singing right now?
I forgot all really? That shit. Oh, but I would sing on stage, and I was actually in like the India Tribune or some shit, but I would do that. I did that for like a year, and then basically when my uncle got married, I was like 10 and singing Hindi songs. So I've always loved to like sing, but I started social media as an accident actually, because I was recovering from a surgery where I was paralyzed for a year, and I was just fucking bored out of my mind.
What kind of surgery?
I got my my this was like
dick
one
lengthened.
Out of 30
surgeries. Yeah. Dick extension. He just said, I got my
okay. No, but I've gotten like a lot of surgery, but this was like maybe my 30th one. This was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and they cut open my ankle and cut open my both sides of my legs here and replace it with metal instead of bone.
You already are a cyborg.
I am a cyborg.
Well, there you go. That's the metaphor of why the face tattoo will work with the rest of it. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, if you're a face tattoo artist, hit me up.
Face tattoo artist? Like it's a specific kind of tattoo artist.
Only face. If you do any tattoos, get the fuck out of here.
You do calves and shit? Nah.
Nah.
Face only. No, a lot of tattoo artists actually like opposed to doing the face because they know how often people regret it.
Yeah.
Those people are pussies, though.
What the fuck? My Siri said that's what I thought.
Big name.
Yo, what the fuck is the government fucking listening to?
Yeah, they really
are
spying on us. You got scared that Facebook's consuming your information?
No, they could take all that shit.
Yeah, right?
They could watch all my anime porn. I don't care.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Enjoy it with me, you know?
It's weird to know that Mark Zuckerberg is watching my hentai collection. Anyway, okay, yeah, so you were paralyzed from the surgery, and so you were just chilling.
Yeah, like, I couldn't move my legs because I was, like, waiting for my muscles to, like, realign with the metal. So, like, I was basically, in a wheelchair and sitting on my bed, and I was, like, bored out of my mind, so
you were like Kanye West, bro, when he had his accident.
That's
bro.
So true.
Exactly.
Bro,
I mean,
you're like a young Kanye, bro.
Hey, it was good. Young Kanye in the mix, but I actually...
Everyone in the comments, fuck this guy, he's not Kanye.
He's not Kanye.
Who the fuck does this pussy think he is?
Why does he compare himself to Kanye?
He's just some YouTuber. Don't you dare compare him to Yeezy.
You just see a bunch of fucking fuck this midget in the comments.
I X'd out at this point in the video, yeah.
So I went on the App Store and I downloaded Vine. And then I had to take, like, fucking 8 painkillers a day. So I was, like, really looped out. So I just made a Vine, like, high off painkillers, basically. And it blew up, like, a few months later.
Shout out to Vicodin.
Oh,
shout
really? Out, so it blew up months later, and it
yeah,
was
like 2 months later.
It was just about you being fucked up on pain pills.
No. Oh.
I thought you were like, I'm fucked up on pain pills.
No,
like, okay.
No, no, it was I was like, this is when I was 14, so like about 6 years ago, I had like my braces in. I had like my fucking glasses. I just looked like a geeky ass, you know, nerdy kid, right? So it was just like,
still a geeky.
You know,
ass
let me see if I can
kid.
Find the video. Actually, I'll show you the video.
Okay, but hey, opinion. Like Vine was like one of the greatest social networks of all time for a period of time that just completely just vanished because it was hard to monetize for its owners, basically.
Yeah,
right?
I saw its death though, like a year before it died. Mm. That's why I started doing YouTube and Instagram and all that shit. But this was the video. This is when you're home alone, or when your parents aren't home.
Bitch ass pussy bitch ass fuck fuck.
Like that's all it was, bro. It was just a 14-year-old kid with a squeaky ass voice.
Fuck 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 bitch ass pussy bitch ass fuck fuck.
And
you could almost make that into a song.
14
right
off 8 Vicodins.
Yeah, right.
I love it. That's my mood, man.
Musical talent in the beginning. Yo, that's what 8 Vicodins does to you at 14. But
that's how raw Vine was, is because okay, if you had tried to make a whole vlog like that as a 14-year-old off 8 Vicodins, it probably wouldn't have worked. But 6 seconds,
it was like an
it
organic punchline. Yeah. And the thing that was crazy about that, yeah, that shit was the anthem. Yo, comment below if you guys remember watching that. But but that shit like blew up 2 months later. I remember like a month later, it went from like 2 likes to 1,000 likes over time, like over days. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like I've never gotten more than like, you know, 10 likes on an Instagram photo or some shit. So I was like, dope. And then it went from 1,000 to 10,000 like in 2 days, then 10,000 to 30,000. Yeah, before Vine closed, it was at like 600,000 likes or some shit. But it ended up getting to that level, and I was gaining a lot of followers from that. So I'm like, damn, like I didn't mean to like blow up on Vine, but since I am, I'm just gonna take advantage of all this clout I'm getting and keep making videos. You know, I was a kid, so I mean, like obviously some of the videos were just like it was funny because I was just like a cringy kid with braces, but I would say it was really inappropriate, you know, so people loved it. And that's kind of how I started gaining traction on Vine, and then I started working with like Viners out in LA. I was like 14 years old, taking the train from San Diego to LA like every weekend, like crashing on people's couches, making videos.
Like famous Viners, anybody notable?
Yeah. I mean, I made back then like King Batch was pretty big on Vine. Mm. I made Vines with Amanda Cerny, these like all the big Vine people back in the day. And
Amanda Cerny, like I have a friend who like got her number and like thought he was gonna hang out with her before she like got huge, and he'll just forever like whenever her name comes up, he's like.
Yeah, because I remember she blew up like right around the time I was making videos with her.
Right.
Because she had like only 200k on Vine when I was first, you know, collaborating with her. And now she's got like fucking, 17 million on Instagram or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's basically how I grew my brand. I started doing Vine on them. I was like, yo, like no one's really getting paid on here. Like we were getting brand deals and shit, but it wasn't monetized. And I was looking at like graphs like the Alexa graph, looking at traffic every day. And I saw that the traffic was, like, decreasing over months and months. Mm. And I was like, yo, this is going to be an ongoing trend. This is a year before they shut down. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to go do YouTube. I'm going to do Instagram and just stop cold turkey because, like, I don't see the graph going up. Like, the traffic was going down a lot. And, like, no one else was talking about it.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of dead in the water before it actually died, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You go hard on Vine or no?
No, I never went on Vine. I was just doing YouTube.
Yeah.
So just doing like, I used to do like a lot of party videos and shit, you know, like go to parties and just be like turning up and smoking blunts and
really?
Yeah.
Don't you miss the days when you could do that on YouTube and you wouldn't get age restricted?
Yeah. I mean,
it was a different time.
It was a different time. Yeah.
I just put out a vlog yesterday. A guy pulls out a gun in it for like 5 seconds. Boom, age restricted. I'm like, what the fuck? On the day that YouTube got shot up because of demonetization policies and stuff, and then you're gonna go out here and say that I can't have a gun in the video because of your ridiculously strict, like they've learned nothing.
Yeah,
they should allow all guns now.
It's pretty crazy, honestly. Like how you know, I'm not gonna pull them out, they're not ready yet.
Not ready yet. That's,
you know,
that's
if we do another interview, I'll pull them out in a few, but what was I gonna say? I'm ADD, so
something about like some male porn star's dick.
This is better than any rap interview I've ever seen in my life.
Hash is in here. Didn't you get you caught a fade last time you were here?
Hey yo.
My god. You know you're not on camera. Who let him walk in here? Chris,
security,
get him the fuck out of here.
Security.
I got security.
He's got green socks on. Get the fuck out.
I have a No Jumper interview. I am now a celebrity. Peace out.
Shout out to Hesh.
Can I get your autograph?
Scumbag.
I dead ass need your autograph. I was so hyped that you were back here. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, you're a fan. I didn't know that.
Come on now.
Hey, how good was mine?
Anyways.
Oh! That's good, man.
Anyway,
this guy, last time he was here, he caught a fade. Yeah, let's just throw that out there.
Oh, wow. He's like, what do I do at that point, you know? Somebody, hey, that meme dank kid is definitely going to get that and zoom in on it. You know how you like I missed the handshake.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely going to fuck me up. I'm out of here.
You're done.
Yeah, we've already been memed. It's running through the meme software we've been right memed. Now.
Larry Hesh. Go watch Hesh Exposed on the No Jumper YouTube if you want to learn more about that wild character. We just ran up in here. Fucking asshole. Like, nobody else would do that besides him. Fucking Hesh. All right, so where were we? Oh, like, porn star dicks, yeah.
Right, so you like porn star dick, you were saying?
Oh, that's your foot. I thought it was my cat.
No, I was just playing footsie with you.
Yeah, I love it. Well, not from, like, a sexual perspective, but more just, like, a respect for, like, it's like if you look at a great big building. It's like, I respect the structural integrity of this, the architecture. That's how I feel when I look at, like, a huge cock, yeah.
Respect, yes.
Yeah, mad respect.
Anyway,
major respect. Yeah.
We were talking about YouTube and party vlogs and stuff. Was that doing well for you at the time?
It was cool. I mean, like, I wasn't getting that many views, but I was like having a great time, you know, taking my camera to parties and just, you know, turning up and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, fucked my wife in a video. I don't want to talk about it though.
Yeah,
wife.
Yeah,
I was living young.
I was like a major fuck boy, but now I'm looking for a girlfriend. So any girls out there, hit me up.
Hey, same here. I'm gonna ride off of that statement and try and get some bitches.
I don't talk to any girls on my Instagram. The only girl I talk to is my mom. I'm loyal.
I saw you say all this shit to these girls over here before.
He's got his script. I got his body. He's like, okay, talk about
He's reading the script.
He's like checking off each one. All right, cool.
Okay, I'm a good man. I want to marry you. I don't know. You think that's really what girls want these days, though? I don't know. Do they want to be married?
Yeah, definitely.
Some of them.
Because if you tell the girls, like, oh, I'm just trying to fuck bitches, like, you know.
Yeah, well, that's like the other side of the spectrum. Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work.
What?
Well, yeah. I don't know though, because it depends on your clout level too. I bet David Dobrik could be running around saying, "Hey,
yeah,
let me fuck."
Yeah, he could if he was single. I thought about that too. I'm like, David would get, David would pull if he was single.
It is always weird when you see like one of your friends get really famous and then they just get a girlfriend right away. That's kind of as soon as my career started doing better, girlfriend.
Mm. I saw actually because it's crazy how far you came from. Remember when we were at this old apartment complex when they first moved in, and like I remember back, like David's super well off now, but I remember like when everybody was struggling, you know, like because he was on Vine, you know, Vine wasn't like very like it being
monetizable,
so like everybody was struggling, and you know I was making money, but like, you know, I was making enough to live in LA, obviously, but I saw him basically from being stressed out about money to being like a fucking big ass like
baller
now. It's crazy to just see people like that over time.
Ain't that the truth?
Social media changes lives, man.
So how'd you go from doing these party vlogs to like what was the transformation in your content?
Basically, you know, I was like, it's probably time to grow up, you know, get a little bit more serious about this shit, especially with our audience. It's a lot of younger girls, you know, so it's like doing the kind of like raunchy, crazy stuff.
Well, I'm going to say it's two younger girls. Their demographics, like, well, like 60-40?
I'd say
60 girls, like 40 guys.
65% female. So it's mostly.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's mostly.
Wow, mine's like 9.
9% girls?
10% girls, something like that, yeah.
Oh, man. So,
you got a lot of dudes looking at your dick. Yeah,
girls like rap music, but not enough to like watch interviews with the rappers for the most part, gained. Yeah.
So my girlfriend spiel just probably appealed to like two people in this whole thing, right?
Yeah,
now.
It's all just a bunch of bisexual dudes who are like, all right, let's go.
Are you looking for a boyfriend?
I would actually love to know what percentage of my audience is gay or bisexual. That'd be really interesting. I wish they had that info.
Comment trans. If you're bisexual down
there. Comment if you're trans, yeah. Drop 10. Spell out trans in the comments if you're trans.
Yeah.
I seen you doing that the other day. Spell out lit.
Oh, yeah. Go live. Yeah, every time you post a photo, man, I gotta get the comments up.
But you know what? You can't ever tell them to spell out something that's longer than, like, three or four letters, because then it'll...
It's, like, annoying.
And then you get all the DMs that are like, oh, I got banned from commenting because I commented too many times.
Yeah, I get those a lot.
But I feel like a trash bag when I do that, when I, like, go and I just say, like, hey, like, you know, go comment on my pic. I do it sometimes, but I feel like a loser.
I feel like a fucking shithead every time I do it, but it's, like, I mean, it definitely, you know, it's all about how many comments you get, like, in the first minute or two, and Instagram will, like, put that up in their algorithm, basically, you know? Mm. So it's, like, yeah, I feel shitty doing it, too, but it's, like, I mean, we do be liking people's shit.
Give them comments
on the
gram, yeah, exactly.
But it's like
I'd be FaceTiming people. You know, that option where you can call people on Instagram Live, change the game.
Where you can accept the requests and stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
It really gets interacting with the people. You know.
Oh, I love that.
So it's like it's the best thing to talk to people. Hey, where are you from? Blah blah blah.
I love it
buy
too.
My shit. Oh, you don't want to buy it. Next.
I have a problem because I will like let dudes into it and then they freak out and then they tell me about their SoundCloud.
Yeah.
It's just kind of boring.
Oh, add me out to, and you just gotta end them. You just gotta cut them off.
No, oh, you cut people off real fast.
No, if they're trying to plug,
if they're snakes.
Yeah, if they're snakes,
we cut off all the snakes.
I'm always kind of worried too. What if some dude just like shows his penis? Shows his balls, like, am I gonna get blocked or something?
Right? Yeah. Is my shit gonna get deleted? Like,
yeah, I always think about that.
I think about that all the time. Yeah, because like I especially like in my mind when we do the stream thing, it would be cool to be able to take it and like have people like, oh, you pay X amount of dollars and then you get like a 5-minute FaceTime call on the thing.
Mm.
Someone's gonna show their dick and get me in trouble.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I get worried about that shit too.
Yeah,
just like, what do you do in that situation?
A dick is a weapon. Yeah,
I think a dick is a weapon.
You need to have like the delay where there's like a button that you press if someone does that, so you can censor. You know, there's something you can do,
like live television.
Yeah, there's got to be a method.
New interview game. Take a shot every time we talk about say the word dick in this interview
or anything that means dick. Yeah, he'd already be blacked out.
Get the Henny bottle. Let's go.
Someone did bring some Henny earlier. Yeah, I was gonna like make Boonk drink that later. You guys know about Bunk, or are you too white for that?
Bunk Gang?
Yeah, okay. We know about
him, yeah. I mean, I look white.
Bunk Gang, whole lot of gang shit. Yes. Bunk Gang, whole lot of gang shit.
I just didn't know if that was something that like didn't really carry over to like other sides of the internet.
You know, now that I realize it, I have the same complexion as you. A lot of people do think I'm white, which is crazy.
That is true. Yeah, we are very similar. Maybe you could play me in a movie or something. Yeah.
People think I'm Mexican because I'm really light skinned. So like,
I mean, that's the pain of being a Mexican person these days is that nobody will give you credit for being Mexican. You're just white, right?
Yeah,
like Lil Xan.
Yeah.
I mean, his name's fucking Diego.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. You're white.
You're white. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird thing.
Interesting.
Like you're either black or white. Or Lithuanian.
Lithuanian.
All right. So we gotta get through more of the Dom story. So
yeah.
Party videos. Move on to start doing.
Yeah. So I started doing like YouTube vlogs, you know, kind of did that for a little bit. And then I started getting some music shit, you know. Mm.
Love your music, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Love it, bro.
We got some dope beats coming soon.
Coming out.
So yeah, I started going on FL Studio, you know, just really studying the tutorials, watching people, you know, YouTube University, shout out to you guys. So just went hard into it. You know, I always liked I always like the music. Sometimes I don't like the rappers on the songs, but I like the beats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, how can I do that? You know? Because it's, you know, you just gotta, I think you have to start from the ground up. You know, that's how you get a respect for, like, I guess, the game and the culture, you know, versus just being like, oh, I'm just gonna walk into the studio and have a writer and a guy to do this for me and that for me. You know, people don't have, like, any type of
knowledge.
Yeah. Any type of backbone, you know?
So you gotta start from the beginning, you know? He actually got me to start using Logic, too. Dom's kind of giving me some.
Yeah, we're trying to get Nick producing on the producing game, you know.
Yeah. So I've been fucking around with Logic, but I mean Dom basically kind of put me onto all this like software shit, like how to, you know, make beats and shit. So
yeah,
it's been helpful.
Sometimes I think about taking like a couple months out of my life to just like really learn how to make beats because it just seems like it's the kind of thing where if you are creative and you have cool ideas that you can be good at it, but you know, I feel like I would have a hard time like fitting it into the rest of my life. I think I would need to go on like a sabbatical.
Yeah, no, I mean it's like anything. You just gotta fucking study it. But at the end of the day, it's all like literally, it's all it's a grid. You know, it's fucking. There's a science to it. You know, the notes line up. You know, especially like FL Studio. You know, you plug in little notes here or whatever. You know, where you want the kicks to hit, whatever. It's all. There's a math to it. You know, in a sense.
I've never played any musical instrument ever in my entire life.
Me neither. Yeah.
I played the clarinet.
I can't even like tap along to a beat barely.
Yeah, I hear you play the skin flute.
Skin flute.
Get
oh,
it?
Nice,
like,
nice.
Like, oh, penis reference. Everybody take a shot. Yeah.
There we go. Get your alcohol at home and just fill up that little shot glass of yours.
You know, that's really the question is, will this podcast be monetized? Because a lot of times if you say certain things too much, but I don't know if it's like the penis thing so much as like, there was one podcast where we talked about terrorism a lot, and then that was definitely like, wasn't like in the title or anything. It was just, we talked about it a lot.
And
then,
I think they got like robots like,
oh, they do,
this shit now.
Big
it's crazy.
Time.
Cyborgs.
Like, keywords and stuff. So, hey, I'm going to be the next cyborg.
Next cyborg.
Big cyborgs. Yeah. Remember, okay. I just want to say I have an affinity for Cyclops from the X-Men, where he could shoot the red beam out of his eyes.
Badass, yeah, that is cool.
Also Wolverine, just the fact that he had the little metal nuggets and then they would shoot.
Shoots out of it. I love Wolverine. Wolverine's great. But imagine like Wolverine finger an arrow. That would fucking hurt.
Man. It goes off by accident and you just have like a fucking metal blade through an asshole. Jesus Christ.
That'd be the worst, yo.
Dude, Wolverine getting super romantic and you're like basically in the shocker using your giant adamantium claws, but you like put some kind of like rubber case over them so that they won't inflict any damage.
Yeah, right.
I can see that working out pretty well. I'm going to be totally honest, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is definitely going to get demonetized.
No, yeah, definitely. We're fucking women with adamantium claws. It's not even a real thing. Hentai, just talking about hentai the whole time. I was just put hentai in the title, just make sure that
it's like the hentai interview. Yes.
Oh, that would be cool, like, do an interview where you just, like, get some guy in here and, like, you know, watch tells hentai. You about hentai, like, someone who's an expert.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. I wonder who's like really like...
Like an illustrator.
An illustrator, somebody who writes it, like a whole hentai team.
Animator.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Animation.
Yeah, if music doesn't work out, me and Dom are going to be doing our own hentai, so...
You know, before we continue on with your life, I do want to just say that the first porn I ever saw was like poop porn.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because I had
the first one when you were a kid?
Yeah, I had a friend who... I went over his house, I was like 12 or 13, and he just goes, yo... You ever seen, like, he had the internet. I didn't have the internet. He goes, you ever seen this before? He types in poopsex.com. You know, the image starts loading, like, clunk, clunk, clunk. And it's like a man's ass. There's a turd coming out of the ass. And then all of a sudden, it's like a girl's mouth and she's eating the shit. So, like, vividly remember that I felt like distraught over what I had just seen. Cause, like, you know, think about it, I hadn't even really, like, seen people having sex yet. I hadn't seen, like, a regular porno magazine. And I didn't even know that existed. I didn't know there were people out there that were like pooping in girls' mouths and stuff. So
that's why you're so fucked up.
You know,
it all makes sense.
I feel like
it all makes sense. Traumatic childhood.
Yep.
I've been trying to fill in the blanks ever since and try to figure out who I am.
Yeah. I feel like if watching that shit's definitely detrimental to your health growing up.
Yeah. Sure. Like if you're 14 and you find out about hentai before real porn, you're not going to end up like a normal person.
Yeah, totally.
What are you trying to say?
Exactly. You might end up with a pink seatbelt around your head. Yeah. On some podcast.
Yo, after the podcast, I'm like, fuck this guy, man. He's fucking hating on my hentai.
Yeah, this episode ain't coming out. No. No, but what I really need to start doing is getting releases for everybody because apparently that's like a thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, DJ Vlad was telling me that he did an interview with like a woman, like a singer or a rapper or some shit, and that they were trying to not have him put it out because they didn't like the way her makeup looked.
What?
I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I would have been so pissed. He's like, yeah, but like we had a release, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So it just kind of gives you like a glimpse of like what craziness could happen.
That's crazy, yeah. What, her fucking eyeshadow wasn't like up to par?
And they
tried
to get him to put multiple different filters over the video to like make it look better, and it didn't it didn't work out.
Trying to catfish the video. You can never catfish a video, though.
Yeah. You guys feel like you're catfishing on Instagram?
No, never.
Making yourself look better than you are.
I'm looking for a girlfriend.
Never, I'm ripped now, you know? Oh, he's looking for a girlfriend, yeah.
I respect that, though. At this particular time in my life, it just seems like, you know, fucking just tons of random girls is just not really worth it. But I'm also an old fogey now.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know?
Well, you can have girlfriends.
I have a girlfriend. I prefer her at this point in my life to be, like, in charge of any extracurricular sexual activity, you know?
You had a lot of girlfriends the best?
Yeah, handful. Usually didn't really get that serious because I was fucking other girls, but that's kind of the problem with relationships in general.
Yeah, what was a turning point where you're like, okay, I'm gonna be loyal and I'm gonna be, or at least more serious, you know?
It was just sort of like a gradual thing over time with my girl that I'm with now. It was just sort of over time. It just sort of became like, well, am I really gonna do better than this? Like, what am I really holding out for? Yeah. She's about to move in.
That's a big thing.
Yeah,
you guys got a dog? You guys got a dog together?
No. Oh God, I would kill myself if I had a dog. I don't fuck with dogs like that.
Raising a kid, you know?
I can't fuck with dogs like that. Like, I have an entire store just so I have a place to keep my cat. You know, like the employees and everything. People think we're actually trying to sell bikes. No, it's just I can't have my cat in my house, so I have to have him here. I have to have a store just to have a cat. Well, I already had the cat. I had the cat for like 10 years.
Why can't you keep it at the house?
I'm just never there, and I just don't. I would feel bad for the cat. And also, he pees on stuff sometimes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Odd. It smells so fucking bad.
Like, does he ever pee on customers? Like, someone's trying out a shirt and, oh, there it is.
You know, we've been really lucky with this store that he hasn't really, like, peed on much of our stuff. Oh. Like, he peed on the van seat that's in the back over there, but that was, you know, he was locked out in the middle of the night.
Earlier. God
Oh man, you were licking that shit, thinking there was food there, man.
You were eating it. Yeah. No, you did not sit on it.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. All right, so is there any, there's more gaps we need to fill in here? You were doing vlogs for a while and stuff. When did you feel like you really started to hit your stride?
I'd say like this last year, you know, just, really like, we kind of, we have this like whole team with us now. It's called like Icon Crew. The main influencers on it are me, Nick, and our friend Steph. And then behind it, we have like a lot of behind the scenes people. You know, we have our director, Richard, you know, we have some editors. We
it's
have,
like a whole production crew.
Yeah. So it's
we have
like
a casting network too casting for our music videos.
Yeah. So it's like we need girls. Boom. We got 50 girls, you know, it's just like, so it's cool. So we don't have to do it ourselves as the influencers, you know?
Running it, you know?
Yeah. Right. So it's like, you know, they say the best thing is to have a team out here. You know, that's when you can really start making these moves, you know?
Right.
Cause we gotta be focused on creating the content, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas worrying about all the other extra stuff, that way we just have more content to make, you know?
Yeah, totally. Do you, okay, somebody like me, and like I've heard Casey Neistat say the same thing and stuff, and in the sense that like David Dobrik's sort of like a really, like a pioneer of sorts with vlogging because he just kind of came up.
Yeah, he created comedy vlogs. Like he was the first person to really do that. And, you know, a lot of people tried to follow his footsteps and failed, but, you know, he kind of just changed the way vlogging was because before vlogging was like, hey, I'm drinking water. Hey, I'm about to go get food. Right. You know, and it's like, who gives a shit about that? But he was able to kind of integrate skits into it. And he also got us into vlogging as well. I mean, just because, you know, he was doing it and he's like, yo, you guys should do it too. So we kind of
ride the clout wave.
That's true.
Ride the vlog wave. But now it's kind of dying out, I feel like.
Yeah, all vlogs are dying out. You know, just YouTube videos in general. And it's like, you know, it's just the same shit, I feel like, on YouTube now, you know, where it's like, oh, cool, it's another vlog. Like someone's fucking gonna go eat again, you know?
Yeah, like I've seen that Casey's going in this crazy direction where he got this huge space, like, or the old Beam headquarters, and he's doing like podcasts and like trying to be more collaborative and stuff. I think that is a really smart idea because people love the idea of a daily vlog, but I think at a certain point with Casey, I don't know if his views ever fell off or anything, but you know, you kind of get to the point where it's like, all right, I've watched this guy fucking skateboard around New York enough times. You know, and I think that's smart though, is like to have the feel of daily vlogging, but then make it more collaborative, more people.
You can't be greedy in this business. Yeah, you can. Exactly. It's like you have
I
to
feel like
really
the culture of vlogging got oversaturated, you know,
totally.
Like really fast. Because, you know, they saw people like David and then like the Paul brothers and like all these other vloggers were like getting the most reach, you know, because they were vlogging. So like everybody wanted to do vlogging. You know, I guess a lot of people got burnt out. I mean, I saw Jesse Wellens, like, quit daily vlogging. Casey did. And, like, even Roman Atwood recently, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all the OGs are like, yeah, this is saturated content now.
So. I don't know why I, like, subscribed to Roman Atwood, but I saw the other day he put out, like, an hour and a half long video that called Why I Stopped Vlogging. I was like, no.
I can't watch videos longer than, like, 10 minutes.
I remember I went through, like, the phase where, you know, vlogging did seem really interesting to me, and I went back and I watched, like, you know, 15 fucking Fousey vlogs in a row, and by the end of it, I just wanted to kill myself, or at least like tattoo some hair onto my head.
Hey man, you gotta get yourself tatted like him, man.
When I saw you last week, I was like, yo, is that?
He asked me that. He goes, did you have a hairline tattooed on? I'm like, I'm not fucking Fousey, bro.
When you watch too many Fousey videos,
yo,
Adam gets really inspired.
I hadn't watched one of his in so long until I saw those thumbnails on the side, like getting my fucking hair tattoo covered up. I'm like, oh no. I gotta watch this. He actually DM'd me at one point, like, yo, do you want to do an interview? I know that you always hated on me. And I was on tour and I just never responded because I was just thinking about it. I'm like, what would I say to Fousey?
You talk about the hair thing.
Like, yeah, but this was before that. Yeah.
Okay.
And I still don't know what the fuck I would say to him. Like, you're weird.
You can talk about his super real pranks that he does. His 100% real.
But you guys did pranks at a certain point?
I mean, we did, like, here and there. Yeah, it wasn't, like, the basis of our channel, but, like, the pranks we did, like, we didn't fake on, like, pretty much everyone else. We just kind of risked, like, getting in trouble, you know? So, I mean,
hey, let's go rob this guy, bro. It's just a prank.
It's just a prank. Give me $1,000 right now.
What?
We should go do some, like, pranks in the hood.
Oh, in the hood.
Dude, I feel like if I did a prank in the hood, I wouldn't even be able to fucking run fast enough. Like, I would be fucked. I'd just be
so
like, I could not do that. Yeah. The thing about being a dwarf is, like, you have to pick your battles, you know? And, like, you know, I'm fucking not the fastest guy, so it's like, I can't be doing any of that shit.
But
like,
you never had somebody swing on you, right? You ever have
somebody
try to fuck you up?
Yeah, you got robbed on Hollywood Boulevard.
I did, yeah.
For your camera? Or?
Like 6 months ago, they took my tripod, they threw my camera, they snapped my tripod in front of me.
Hey, anyone out there that wants to rob Big Nick, he's an easy target.
Wait a minute. He
lives at 1600 Vine apartment.
They snapped the tripod and threw the camera?
Yeah, so I was on Hollywood Boulevard, and we were shooting a prank. Oh, we're shooting a prank. Yep. So I don't know if you weren't there, but I was shooting this fake throw up prank, right? And I put oatmeal in like
I put oatmeal.
Oatmeal in there. You know, just really got it lathered up. And then I put it in my mouth and like pretended to basically throw up, and it looked like puke. And it was in a circle where there was like street performers, right? Mm. And I didn't do it like on their act, but I did it next to their act. You know, I didn't want to do it on them because I didn't want to piss them off. But they got pissed anyways. And
you in my turf, homie? You know what that means?
It was like you're in my area type thing. They were like, this guy started pushing me. He's like, get your fucking ass out of here. He was pushing me, and he had his gun. Like he was really tall. There was like 10 of them.
So he was a street performer, and he had the glizzy on him.
Yeah, he had a glizzy on his fucking in his pocket, and he was so tall, he pressed his thigh to my chest, and I felt the metal like on my chest. And he's like, "Yeah, man, you ever come back around here, I'ma cap your ass." I'm like, "All right, I will not be back here." Like, it's like right where he lives too, so like every time I go to his place, I gotta lay low.
Yeah. Man, the fucking block is hot.
That's why I got this credibility. If everyone thinks, "Oh, Dom ain't got no hood in him," come to Hollywood and Highland, you'll see how hood it gets.
Stay in your apartment all day, pussy.
Crackheads.
Hollywood and Highland. Okay, so yeah, I could see that being a pretty wild area.
Oh, I've had to run I've been on a hoverboard with a seat on it, and I've had crackheads chase me, like asking me to shake their hand. Let me shake your hand, bro.
Do they think you have powers? They think you have powers?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're gonna make me on crack.
Wow. Oh, so maybe they could get off crack through touching a dwarf. Yeah.
Dwarf powers.
Wow.
Yeah. So
does that work?
It was such a weird sight though, because this guy's like foaming from the mouth, right? Like there was white shit coming out of his mouth, and his hand was like really dirty, and he was like, he was drunk as fuck, and he's like, "Hey man, let me get a handshake, man." And like I see like there's a lot of dirt on his hand, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good, bro." And he's like, "Nah, you gonna shake my hand, man?" I'm like, "No, I'm fucking not." And I'm
on my yeah.
it was like right outside of like maybe 2 minutes away from where I live. And yeah, he chased me, but I was on this hoverboard that goes like 30 miles per hour. So I got off, but he was chasing me. Yeah.
Wow.
It was really terrifying.
Yeah, I have a huge, like, I've been in Hollywood for a couple of years, and I have a huge aversion to Hollywood Boulevard. Like, I just don't go there.
It's
ever.
Not a place to go.
No. Maybe the Popeyes, but there's still not like parking near there. So it's.
Yeah, parking's a bitch. Yeah.
I'd rather drive to Compton and go to that Popeyes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Compton's probably safer than fucking New Hollywood, to be honest.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. My girlfriend lives right over there too, but we never go to like that area. We'll order food from there.
Yeah.
You've seen some crazy ass shit? You're always like looking out the window watching people get killed and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, actually, Young Dolph, I saw when he got shot.
Like, you saw it?
Yeah, yeah.
Snitch. Continue.
Yeah. So I was at my apartment complex is right in the corner where the Lowe's is. So I hear, you know, like a shot's going off, and I go outside and I look, like, what the fuck's going on? And then I see like this Escalade. Basically, some guy gets inside and just drives off from the scene, you know, like right as soon as you shot it. And then there's like some like blood splatter on the ground, but I mean I don't think it wasn't a fatal thing or nothing, but
no, he didn't get killed, but it was pretty bad. And you know, then the other day we went to see Yo Gotti and Black Youngster and them perform, and like Yo Gotti's hype man is the guy who, I'm not saying he actually shot him, but he's the guy who was arrested for shooting him. And he definitely looks like someone that would shoot somebody and would not give a fuck. Like, he definitely looks like the kind of guy that would just not give a shit about shooting somebody a few times based on the look on his face. Just, you know. Just,
he was his hype man?
He's Yo Gotti's hype man. And this is not like, you know, I'm not snitching. I'm just saying what was in the news.
Yo Gotti's hype man comes for Adam.
But I don't think that he got charged with the shooting, even like though they tried to charge him with it. But I don't think there was, you know, because if the person who gets shot doesn't acknowledge the person who shot them, then they can't really do that much with it unless there's footage,
press,
maybe.
Press charges, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, press charges or whatever, yeah. So you guys ever shot anybody?
I'm looking for a girlfriend. No comment. What?
Respect.
Yeah. I haven't shot anybody. So I got a clean record for now.
Yeah, I haven't shot anyone.
It would be weird for your image.
It'd be really weird. Yeah. It wouldn't make sense, really, because it's like, what the fuck is this dwarf doing shooting people, you know? I mean, I'll shoot him with my magic powers, though.
I've thought about that. Like, what would people think if I somehow ended up in a situation where I had to shoot somebody? Mm. Like, what would that do? Because, like, I remember when Gucci Mane killed someone. He went from like a rapper to like the rapper, like the gangsterest rapper ever, and it's nothing else mattered. It's like he killed someone, he got away with it. It's over. You know?
I feel like the only way I'd feel like okay about killing someone, if like it was like mere them, like they're about to basically kill
him. Like a life threatening situation.
Like a life threatening situation. Or if it was like they were like, you know, had a gun and like somebody I love, then I wouldn't hesitate, you know? But like other than that, I feel like it would eat at my conscience, you know? Like,
see, that's what I wonder is if you killed someone and you felt completely justified, like you felt like you had to do it in that moment, would it still haunt you?
I don't think so.
I don't think so because it's like, would you rather be dead or would you rather be alive, you know? Because you would be dead to even think about it haunting you, so it wouldn't really haunt you.
Okay, but like in my life, there's definitely been times where I like got into like a physical altercation with somebody and like fucked them up really bad and felt justified, but then still kept thinking about the actual violence, like the actual act of like knocking somebody's teeth out and just feeling like I don't want to feel that way. Like of just like thinking about how that person feels right now. Like it did, as callous as I consider myself to that kind of thing, it still sort of like resonated in my head.
What kind of panties were you wearing?
What kind of panties was I wearing? Man, I was wearing Old Navy boxers, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I never was like in a situation where I've like...
Have you ever gotten held up?
Beat anyone up, a gun? So I can't relate on that.
A gun point?
No, never. I never really had a gun pointed at me with any sort of seriousness, luckily. I've definitely gotten jumped a couple times, which is a weird experience, but... Yeah. It's weird because you're just like you're covering up. You're just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like
flying,
you're just waiting for like to get knocked out or for your fucking face to explode or whatever. And then it usually if you are getting beat up by a bunch of people at one time, it's hard for them to actually like do any real damage. Because it's nobody the has frenzy, a clean shot.
Yeah, just all like people going at it for.
Yeah.
For,
like, whereas if it was like two people jumping someone, it would almost be better than like six.
Yeah, it'd be like strategized, like oh hold them up and fuck them up, you know. But it's like.
If you had long enough, you could probably like open them up, like punch them in the stomach enough that they're like,
ah. I feel like the best way to get out of like getting jumped is to just pull your pants down. I feel like people would be afraid. Like you pull your pants down.
Oh, you should start doing some weird shit.
Like doing some weird shit, yeah. Because then people are like, oh, what the fuck? Like
this guy's weird. I don't want to beat him up anymore.
Yeah.
It's like start sucking their dicks or something.
Sucking one of their dicks. You start grabbing all their dicks and stuff.
You gonna jump me now? Huh? You gonna jump me now?
You just assume that the guys are homophobic or they're beating you up. Like, oh, here's my Hail Mary play right here. I'm just gonna jerk this guy off.
You fucking pull out like Vaseline. You're like, all right, I'm ready to get fucked, boys.
Or maybe like if somebody was about to beat the shit out of you, and you just be like, yo, bro, like I swear to God, I'll suck your dick right now if you let me go. And maybe like it would weird him out enough that he would be like, all right, fuck.
Unless he was a gay guy beating you up, then.
Right, which I think is really problematic of us to assume that the people beating the shit out of us in this hypothetical situation are heterosexual. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah, you're.
I mean, if you're in West Hollywood, shit, you know.
You never know.
Yeah. And I hear about that from people in jail and shit, too, about how, like, you know, like, the gay gang thing is, like, a real thing.
Oh, like, the butt-fuck gang and shit?
They'll just make their own crew, you know? They stick together, and they're not, like...
And Dom will end up... They're not pussies. Years, so.
Yeah.
Tell me how that is.
Man, what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been kind of a dark podcast.
Yeah, this has been a really dark podcast.
Hentai, porn, getting the shit beaten out of us.
Dude, I think Adam just hasn't watched porn in a while. You know, your girl's been out of town, right? So this has all been.
You know, I don't J-O to porn though. I just like J-O to my memories.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've had sex with enough girls that I can kind of just like search through my memories. But I said that to DJ Academics. He's like, that's some jail shit. It immediately made me feel different about my own masturbation style.
Yeah.
I was like, that is weird.
Yeah. That is some jail shit for sure.
You ever look yourself in the mirror and jerk off to yourself?
No, that sounds amazing, though. I mean, I think any sexual experience, if you can see yourself, will usually be better, right? Like, if you can actually see the sex.
Rather
than just looking down at her body, you can look into the mirror and see yourself banging her. That's kind of...
It stimulates the mind or
something. It's just more angles. Yeah. And actually, I'm going to be totally honest, is that the other day I was watching... we were watching The Office, and then we started hooking up. And I was still watching The Office while we were hooking up for, like, you know, having sex for, like, a half hour. But, like... Somehow I think I enjoyed it more because there was a show that I've seen dozens of times.
You're a freak.
But it's just like it kind of. Yes, me and my me and Brian. Yeah. No, it's just like there's something that was sort of like keeping my mind active in multiple ways at once, you know. And that's sometimes you just want to have a laugh while you're making love.
Yeah.
Want to like
that's
look
why
over.
I look at myself in the mirror and I look how fucking pathetic I am and I just laugh.
Okay, but that I guess is probably the most important question of this whole thing is like, how does being a dwarf affect the way girls react to you? Do you feel like it hinders you a lot? Or?
I'm definitely at a genetic disadvantage, but like one thing I've been doing these past 6 months, I've been working out pretty much every day. I mean, I showed you the picture.
I've seen the transformation. It is pretty significant.
I'm like, fuck it. Like, if I'm going to be at a genetic disadvantage, I might as well be the best looking genetic disadvantage there is out there. So it's like, obviously, I mean, having clout helps a lot too.
You have a million Instagram followers. That goes a long way.
You know what I mean? But it's like, it puts me in this bubble, but if you work out, you can open up the bubble a little bit. You know, if you're Dom, you're a white 6 foot man. You got a big variety. With me, it's a lot smaller, but working out kind of opens it more. So
that's how I feel. Cause like I'm 34, getting old is depressing, but if I work out, I can sort of like hold off on some of the depressing parts about getting older. It sort of fights back against it. Like to me at this point, I'm 34. I got no hair. I can't be fat. Like, that's the one thing I can't
do.
Yeah.
Cardio is the way
I think being a guy in your 30s and being, like, rich and buff is better than being a guy in your 20s, you know? Because, like, usually when you're in your 20s, you probably aren't, like, that well-established yet, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the older you get, and it's like...
Right. Being in good shape in your 30s, if you are relatively well-off, that's definitely, like, the icing on the cake. Whereas, like, when you're in your 20s, that is the weird part about, like, being, you know, in your 20s and like looking to get into a sexual relationship is you haven't really accomplished anything with yourself most likely at this point. So it is based more on personality.
Yeah.
Whereas if you make it to like 50,
you've seen it
girls are only fucking you because you got money. You know, like not only, but it's clearly like the biggest factor if you were like still on the scene and you're 50. Whereas if you're 19, I mean, there's no chance that you've done anything besides maybe you like play bass in some band or something.
Yeah.
Or you have a million Instagram followers from making vines about eating ass or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Which also could go a long way.
Yeah, no, I mean, having followers has helped me a lot with that shit. Because, like, I think about it now and I'm like, damn, what if, like, I didn't blow up? I wouldn't get any bitches probably.
You would get no
pussy. You know,
I would get pussy.
So it's like, I thank God every day I was on those painkillers at 14, you know?
Right.
Shout out to the painkillers.
You're still on them, A to day?
One thing about me is, like, you know, especially going through a lot of surgery, like, I've had, like, over 30. I stopped counting at 30. And, like, I had to be on, like, heavy narcotics all the time. And there was a point where I was, like, getting addicted to it. So, I mean, it was, like, it took me, like about maybe a few weeks to really get off of them. But it was, like, the worst because I was, like, going through withdrawal symptoms. You know, I was, like, just shaky, you know. But, like, I really didn't want to do them. And I just really stopped, like, cold turkey. Because, you know, I was supposed to do them for, like, 2 weeks, you know, every day, like a cycle of like 4 or 5. I had to take Neurontin, oxycodone, Vicodin. Like, it was a lot of shit because,
bro, you're a real rapper.
I was literally getting my body cut open, fucking put metal in, stitched up. You know, I had my neck cut open in the back here, so like I couldn't move it. So, like, painkillers was like the only thing that would like kind of help me not feel like I was in my body, if that makes sense. But the moment I started seeing it as more of an addiction rather than, like, something that was helping me, you know, I like, basically asked my mom. I'm like, Mom, can you just, like just don't give these to me anymore? Just hide them because I'm going to want them if they're there, you know?
Yeah.
She kind of helped me get off of them. And, you know, I see a lot of people, like, that you know, do painkillers nowadays, and especially in this rap industry. And, I mean, I'm not bashing anybody, but it's, like, me, myself, I would never want to put myself in that position again because I just felt like shit when I was alone the entire time.
Yeah,
know?
It's terrible.
You ever do painkillers?
Yeah, but when I think about it, like, I've never been prescribed them as an adult. Like, I've fucked around with them a little bit as an adult, but, like, when I think about when I was, like, 14 and I broke my collarbone and they had me on these gnarly-ass painkillers for, like, weeks and weeks, when I think about that now, I'm like, if I were to take a Vicodin or, like, oxycodone or some shit like that, like, I'm going to feel it, like, later in the day and, like, know that I took it and it doesn't feel good, like, afterwards. Like, I can't really imagine what it would be like to be on some serious shit for, like, weeks now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, if I had some really crazy surgery, I guess I would just deal with it.
What about lean? You said lean? Not really?
I'm a lean fan. But no, I quit doing, you know, any kind of pills or cocaine as of New Year's. But yeah, lean, once on a blue moon. Somebody's drinking it, and I can tell that they got enough that they'll pour me up. Yeah, I might have a little bit, but it's just... I don't know. It just tastes so fucking good. It just doesn't feel like other drugs because it just feels like a little kiddie fun thing, which is, it's not true. It's very dangerous. I have friends who've died from it and shit. And
yeah.
I don't know. What about you guys? You got any lean? Some of your lean.
I mean, I got a lean stomach.
If anybody wants to sell some lean, I know a guy. I know a guy who's buying.
Yeah, I was like texting Adam under the interview. Yo, bro, let me know.
That's an awful lot of cough syrup. People do bring that up all the time. But I was telling my personal trainer the other day, I'm like, he was asking, like, how could I get lean? I'm like, you should not get it because you are going to get fucking ripped off. Somebody's going to sell you some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like personal trainer was asking that. I feel like lean's bad for gains. Right?
Yeah, it kills gains.
He's from Iran, and he was just like, he just was like so confused about the idea of people drinking cough syrup to get fucked up, and that this is a thing like that a lot of people do. It just baffles him, so he's always trying to like get me to contextualize it for him.
Yeah.
Which I understand because it is a strange thing.
It's very
to get
interesting because you know, as kids, we fucking hate cough syrup, and now it's like people love that shit.
Yeah, but they don't give you that gas when you're a kid.
Yeah, they don't give you that gas.
they don't give you that supply.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, I'm a guy, I like NyQuil too. Like, I'll fucking drink NyQuil and just fucking go to sleep for 12 hours and feel amazing the next day. I don't really do it, but like, if I did feel like if I felt, I actually fucking could drink some NyQuil tonight because I'm getting a fucking cold. My nose is all sniffling and shit.
Yeah, mine is too. Sorry if you fucking hear like a wisp of air in this microphone every 20 seconds.
The weird thing that happens with this shit is that the cat rubs up against it and then it ends up with like a lot of little furry hairs embedded in it all over the place.
It's fucking hot. What? It's
disgusting. Aww. All right, what should we cover before we wrap this up? What do we need to talk about besides porn?
Yeah, hentai? I mean, no, porn's great. I mean,
Future
of the music. Yeah, I mean, you want to go first or?
Yeah. So basically, you know, we're trying to, like, we have this team that we're doing, you know, trying to get other influencers on board. The main stuff that we are pushing is music, you know. But of course, getting artists and all that is cool. So just kind of bridging the gap between, like, the influencer and the whole, you know, rap community. I think it's, you know, especially nowadays, a lot of influencers have more power than actual rappers, you know. You know, like these guys, like the Pauls, et cetera, et cetera. But it's also...
No one's taking it, like, as a full-time thing, though, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I feel like a lot of influencers, like, are like, oh, I'm going to do a song.
I'm going to do a diss track. I'm going to do a rap song. Yeah. And then it gives a bad name for the rest of the influencers because it's like, oh, you're just a corny white guy from the suburbs making rap songs.
Exactly. You know? Like, trying to get extra views. But, like, I mean, the thing with me and Dom especially, I mean, even before social media, music heavily impacted my life. You know, when I was recovering from all the surgery and shit, I grew up listening to... Well, it was so I first started listening to Eminem and Tupac and Dr. Dre. Those were like my three core people that kind of helped me get through surgery because, you know, being in a hospital bed, like all I could do was really listen to music. So I kind of, from a young age going up, all I really had was music to kind of get me through that and social media. But it's like when I went into social media and I did it on accident, you know, I was like, this is cool and everything. But I'm like, fuck, like what I really wanted to do all along was music. It was like a little distraction that gave me some clout, which is great. Now I can take that distraction and that cloud I got from it and, like, do my original plan, which was to basically music all along. So, and as I've been pretty much, you know, recording a lot more, just practicing a lot. You know, when I first started coming out with music, I would say, like, my first four songs were, like, trash. But it was just, like, experimental, like, my music videos and shit. And now, like, as, like, the unreleased stuff has been getting a lot better. Like, and if it's trash, like, Dom will tell me. He's like, yo, that shit's garbage. Like do something different. I'll be like, word. And then I'll do something fire. You know, you got to have somebody, like, basically not sugarcoat it and, like, tell you if that shit's ass, you know? So, like, I've made some pretty good tracks recently, and I made, like, a few that are still not, like, great, you know? But it's, like, I like to get criticism rather than someone sugarcoat it and be like, oh, all your shit's great. Because, like, the thing with Dom is, like, you know, we both kind of are doing our own thing, so he's not, like, afraid to fucking say if it's bad or not. So it's helpful to have that. But, yeah, no, as I've been doing music a lot more, I've been noticing, like, I've been learning more about flow and just delivery and everything. And it's been a fun journey. And, you know, I've already been talking to, like, a few labels here and there, you know, showing them my unreleased stuff. A few A&Rs have introduced me to. But, you know, the goal is to just keep making music. Great vibes, make music with good people, and, you know, just eat a lot of good food.
Yep, eat a lot of good food. That's all we're doing.
Salads.
Salads for sure.
And ground beef for breakfast.
I made ground beef. I had ground beef for breakfast. Oh, I told you that. That's why you said
I'm
that.
Stuck on eggs. I don't think I could ever eat anything besides eggs.
We got a meal prep,
eggs.
Bro. Meal prep.
Yeah, I'm meal prep, so if you ladies like a guy who can cook, I pay somebody to
cook
for me.
Oh, you get somebody to do it for you.
I meal prep.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it if I really have to, but, like, you know, I don't want to. So.
Looks right at the girl. I meal prep. I love that. That was amazing.
But, yeah. And so, dude, meal prep is how you get, like, cut, I realized. I met these trainer guys, like, 6 months ago, and, you know, they weren't, like, charging me to train with them. They just wanted to make me into like a mini bodybuilder, you know,
better version of Nick.
So I learned all these like tips and tricks on like how to exercise a certain way or exactly what to eat,
right?
And oh, fucking voice crack there, but that's like losing a lot of weight and then building a lot of muscle. It's a lot easier for me to walk as well, you know. I can carry heavier stuff now. I'm not like
a fat dwarf anymore.
Not a fat dwarf. I'm a ripped dwarf now.
Ripped dwarf.
I like it.
So, yeah.
That's fire. Yeah. That's slowly been like the thing that's been happening to me at the gym I go to is it's all these Middle Eastern dudes. And like they're all huge. Like they're all like ripped as fuck. But then like they don't, you know, they're not like internet popular necessarily. So to them, it's like they look at me and they're like, oh my God, if we can get you really buff, then you'll be like a sign, like a walking advertisement for this gym.
Yeah. The other thing with trainers too, I feel like, is that these guys, you know, they're not charging me to do it. They're just giving me all the tricks. But people who charge, like, they don't really give you all the keys because you're not going to be able to keep paying
them.
Then
when you're returning business.
Returning business. So they're going to train you to an extent, but then you're going to be stuck, like, where you're going to keep trying. You'll see small progress, but, you know, there's no point in training someone because then fully for the trainers because then you lose their business, right? Yeah, yeah. So it's like...
It's like if you're a doctor, it's not really in your best interest business-wise to fully heal somebody.
Yeah. Heal them a little bit.
They're not coming back. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, when I'm in the surgery bed, they're like, oh, you want to live a little longer? $2,000.
Yep.
So
I gotta fucking pay up.
Kind of like these podcasts. That's why I always try to do such shitty podcasts, because I figure if I do a really good one, then the people are gonna be impressed and like satisfied. I don't want that. I want them to be like, God, I wanted to learn about these YouTubers. Instead, they talked about dicks and shit the whole time.
Yeah, the first like 10 minutes of everyone watching this are gonna be like, man, these guys just fucking talk about dick.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking in my head about the one male porn star that I said by name, and thinking about the fact that he is probably gonna have to sit around and watch this just to be like, damn, like, these dudes talked about my dick. Like, I just, like, should I tell him? Should I be like, yo, check this out, we talked about your cock.
Yeah.
You should get him on the interview, the next interview.
I thought about it. I did interview, like, a porn dude one time, and it was cool, but it didn't really, like, make me want to do it more.
Yeah.
Weird vibes.
Yeah. It wasn't weird. It was just kind of like, all right, like, I mean, I did.
How much can you talk about your dick for, you know?
I mean, I did that. It was, like, kind of like, maybe if, I don't know. Now I kind of know a lot of people in the porn industry. I thought about starting a separate porn podcast, but I don't know. I think business-wise, it would be a great idea. Image-wise, I think it would be kind of odd.
Yeah, but no jumper porn. You just have that like as a thing. You could make your own porn videos. You could hire a network of people, right, to do porn under like your company.
Icon Crew.
I've had a lot of people offer me like pretty good money to do porn, and it's like I can't make up my mind. I can't decide if I think it's a good idea or not.
I wonder if like there's scenarios where like these fucking rich people from like Dubai or Saudi Arabia like pay girls like what, like $600,000?
I know a few girls like that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not to be in the videos, but to like, you know, whatever, do some weird stuff, you know.
Yeah, and like I think about it and it's like I feel like that's a good opportunity though.
Bro,
you know?
If I was a hot girl in LA, I'd be a millionaire by now.
Oh.
Easy.
Oh yeah, dead ass.
If you're willing to go for it, there's definitely crazy ass opportunities out there. No, because there used to be this like blog or whatever that was called like Tag Your Sponsor, and they would basically like troll girls in the DMs. They would find girls that they knew were escorts, and they would hit them up and ask them like, you know, we're going to pay you $40,000. You're going to come to Iraq. And they'd get them to agree to all this crazy shit. They'd be like, okay, like my son is going to smear camel shit on your vagina. And like, it's the worst things you ever heard. They get the girls to agree to it. And then they post the fucking conversations along with the girls' photos of their Instagrams.
I discovered this, and I was just like,
this is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's nuts, dude. I don't get the whole shit fetish.
Camel shit, yeah.
Camel shit especially. I just feel like shit is the most disgusting thing like the human body can secrete, you know? It's like, why would you ever want that in a place of sexual enjoyment? Like,
that's why eating ass is fun, is because you're right on the edge of doing the grossest thing you could possibly do. Grossest thing you could do is eat shit, right?
So I'm not an ass eater, but I know you are. Yeah. So when you go about it, how do you go about that?
Well, you know, when I think about it, I used to be a fucking psychopath, and I would just, you know, meet a girl at a concert or whatever, and, like, she's in the mosh pit, boom, taking her home and eating her ass all night. That's disgusting. But, like, you know, intermittently between intercourse or whatever else you're doing. But with my girlfriend now, it's like, you know, we've been in a relationship long enough. It's kind of like she could tell if we're about to, like, get real freaky and, like, fuck for an hour. So she'll, like, go, like, freshen up in the shower. So then
that's respectable.
Then I have no qualms. Then I'm just boom.
Then yeah, because I feel like hole. You freshen up. Like, maybe freshen that's, up. Like, the only... It's just, like...
Freshen up.
I just can never imagine myself eating ass because I'm paranoid that, like, what if she doesn't wipe, you know? And then it's like you get...
She just doesn't wipe. What if she, like, one of these weird countries where they wipe with corn cobs or something? No, that's what they did during, like, colonial times, I believe, is that they would wipe their ass with corn cobs.
Really?
Something like that. It must have been a lot of corn cobs laying around.
Honestly, it's like, what the fuck's the point of wiping your ass? Like, you're just going to shit later, you know?
That's... Yeah, at this point in my life, if I'm going to take a shit, I kind of want to take a shower after.
Yeah, me too. I hate it when I take a shower and then I got to shit right after. Oh, that's no. The worst.
I hate when I want a shower really bad, but I know there's a shit brewing.
Yeah, so it's like you got to like wait for it. It's not a...
What the fuck are we talking about?
Right. Anyway, guys, their channels are linked below. Go check them out. Subscribe to them. Follow them on Instagram. Thank you very, very much to these... characters for coming through and having such a great chat with me.
We talked about really important things. We talked about porn, we talked about eating ass.
This whole thing just has made me think, like, man, what kind of podcaster am I that I right? just get yeah. get well, some guys on
really, like, what kind of person am I really, like,
yeah, that this is what I like just default to talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you brought it out in me, but you brought it out in me, you know. Yeah.
What do we really have in common besides wanting to have a lot of sex and thinking about our own feces?
We're motivated
social media entrepreneurs who are obsessed with feces and jizz. Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't say feces. Maybe you, though, because you do the whole eating.
I think that's your.
That's definitely your lane.
I took a heater earlier and just left it in the toilet at my house just so I can walk home later and it'll have permeated the entire room.
Fuck yeah.
That is not true, but I like that you guys just went along with it.
I dapped you up for that shit, dude. I thought you were hard as fuck, bro, for a second.
I'm a liar. I fooled your ass.
You just fooled me. Tomfoolery going on.
All right, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks for having us, man.
Coolest podcast in the world.
Coolest podcast in the world.
Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Bang.
Spotify. Can't forget Spotify. I'm like an alpha, 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 I'